Hey there, it's Kevin Jans. The government buys a lot of services, but not all service contracts work the same way. There are personal services, non-personal services, service contract services, advisory services, and so on. We have a whole podcast playlist just on service contracts. But one common type of services is professional services. These services are defined as having a, and I'm quoting here, recognized status based upon acquiring professional knowledge through prolonged study. In other words, these are skilled services that require expertise, education, and or time to master. But the level of expertise, education, and time can impact how much a professional in these areas is paid for said services. So then the question becomes, well, how does the government know what a reasonable rate is for these services? Enter the Evaluation of Compensation for Professional Employees Clause, or 52.222-46, for those of you following along in the FAR. This clause is critical for evaluating professional services. As the government continues to rely on professional expertise of contractors, both government and industry need to understand the requirement for and application of this clause. Joe Lutke from the Skyway team joins me on this episode where we explain the why, how, and what of the professional compensation clause. The Contracting Officer Podcast is a mobile training platform brought to you by Skyway Acquisition. You can listen to this episode and all the other podcast episodes on our platform with a subscription to Skyway Central. As a subscriber, you get five key benefits. You get continuous learning credits, or CLPs, for each episode. Number two, you get access to all the weekly episodes. That's 447 so far. And we even give you a link so you can listen to them directly on your favorite podcast app, just like you're listening to this. You get access to the episode playlists, where we've curated these episodes into topic threads for you. Number four, you get access to the Podcast 2.0 forum, where we post the notes and FAR references for each episode and where you can post questions and follow-on comments from each episode. And last, you can request topics for us to cover in future episodes. So level up your GovCon skills. Go to skywayacq.com/access to get started listening to this podcast. That's skywayacq.com/access. I look forward to serving you there and have a great day.